Okay, today we're learning Megillah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off already on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, about 8 lines into the page on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Remember, the last thing we did was the mashal that we gave of how Haman and Achashverosh were both equally evil. They both wanted to destroy the Jewish people. It was like a guy who owned a ditch and a guy who owned a pile of dirt. And it was a match made in heaven. Both of them wanted to get rid of the Jewish people. And Achashverosh would have paid money to get rid of the Jewish people. Haman would have paid money to get rid of the Jewish people. Achashverosh didn't have to give anything. He had Haman come along at just the right time. So now the Gemara goes on and continues to darshan the Megillah. Vayasar HaMelech es Tabato, the king took off his signet ring when he gave it to Haman to issue the decree to get rid of all the Jewish people. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says it's an amazing thing about this event when Achashverosh took off his ring. Gedola Hasaras Tabas Yoser Me Arba'im Ushmona Neviim V'Sheva Neviyos Shenesnabu Lehem Yisrael. That one act of removing his ring and giving it to Haman had more of an impact on Klal Yisrael than all of the 48 Nevi'im and all of the 7 female Nevi'im, all of the 7 Nevi'os, had on Klal Yisrael in terms of getting them to do tshuva. Achashverosh takes off the ring, gives it to Haman, and all of a sudden starts a massive tshuva movement. We realize we're in trouble and we got to do tshuva. All the Nevi'im, all the Nevi'os were never so successful in getting us to do tshuva. None of the Nevi'im were able to really have such a lasting impact on Klal Yisrael, but that one act of removing the ring had turned us to the good, had had that tremendous impact. Tanur Rabbanan says the Brisa, Arba'im Ushmona Nevi'im Sheven Nevi'os Nesnabalem Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that prophesied for the Jewish people. V'lo pischu v'lo isiru al mashakasu b'torah, and none of them ever took anything away, nor ever added anything to what it says in the Torah, chutz mi mikra Megillah, except for one new thing. They made a new rule called Mikra Megillah. They have to read the Megillah on Purim. My drosh. So where did they find this in the pasuk? They couldn't have just made it up out of thin air. A new mitzvah, they have to read the Megillah. They must have darshened it from a pasuk somewhere. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Barav and Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha Umame Abdus Lecheres Amrin Yashira Vimisa Lechayim El Kolshkei. And they said very simply, if when it came from leaving Mitzrayim, where we left from slavery to being free, we still said we sang Shira by the Kriyas Yamsuf. So when we go from death to life, literally from Haman wanting us all dead and having a decree against us that we're going to die, to going to a situation of life, so all the more so we should sing Shira. So main point number 2 on this page, we did number 1 yesterday, number 2 is that the removal of Paro's, of Achashverosh's signet ring, helped more than 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. And the only thing, the only new din that Nevi'im added was Mikra Megillah, based on a Kal V'chomer from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The only new din that Nevi'im added was Mikra Megillah, to read the Megillah, and that's based on a Kal V'chomer from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Frek the Gemara, asked the Gemara a question, Yihachi Halal Nami Neima, why don't we say Halal also then, if Mikra Megillah is based on this concept that it's Kedai to sing Shira to Hashem for letting us out of the decree of Haman, so shouldn't we sing Halal also? Shouldn't we say Halal on Purim? How come we don't say Halal on Purim? So the Gemara is going to have 3 reasons that we don't say Halal on Purim. Number 1, says the Gemara, Lefisha Ein Omrim Halal on Neis Shebuchutz Laretz. You don't say Halal on a Neis that happens outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Neis b'Chutz Laretz, Eichi Amrin Shira. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Neis that happened in Chutz Laretz. How do we say Hallel for Yitzias Mitzrayim? Kedetanya, Ad Shelo Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshru Kol Aratzos Lomar Shira. No, the answer is like the Brisa teaches us, that before we ever went into Eretz Yisrael, then we could sing Shira and say Hallel in any land that we want. Once the Jewish people already entered into Eretz Yisrael, then we're not allowed to sing Shira wherever we want. So that's all answer number 1, that we don't sing Shira on anything that happens in Chutz Laretz once we've already entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yoshua. Answer number 2, says the Gemara, why is it that we don't say Halal in Purim? Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasa Zuhelila. This is an important concept. Kriyasa Zuhelila. That reading the Megillah is itself a fulfillment of Halal. Kriyasa, it's reading Zuhelila. That is the Halal. That is a fulfillment of Halal. So you ask, why don't we say Halal in Purim? We do. We just call it Mikra Megillah. Answer number three, Rava Amar, Rava says, Bishlam Hasam Halalu Avdi Hashem Lo Avdi Paro. I understand what we sang Shira about after leaving Mitzrayim, because now we got to be servants of Hashem and not servants of Paro. Elahacha Halalu Avdi Hashem Lo Avdi Achashverosh. Akati Avdi Achashverosh Anan. But what are we going to sing Shira about now after the Nes of Purim? You know whose control we were under after the Nes of Purim? Still under Achashverosh's control. So there wasn't as great of a salvation, because we were still under the control of Achashverosh. That's also an important concept. Akati avde Achashverosh anan. We are still under Achashverosh's control. So ask the Gemara, Bein l'Rava, Bein l'Rav Nachman, according to both of these last two answers, either that Mikra Megillah is Hallel, or that we're still the Avadim of Achashverosh, Kasha Va'atanya Mishnichnusu La'aretz La'huchshru Kal Aratzos Lomar Shira. The difficulty would still remain that the Brisa says that once we go into Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to say Hallel. So how can you say that technically we would have said Hallel on Purim, but we say Megillah and that counts, or technically we would have said Hallel on Purim, but we're still Avadim of Achashverosh? What do you mean we would have said Hallel? You're not allowed to say Hallel outside of Eretz Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Kivan Shagalu Chazru Lechsher and Harishon. Now these last two opinions assume that it's true. Once Yeshua brought us into Israel, we were not allowed to say Hallel anywhere outside of Israel. But once we were sent into Galus again, then the old rule came back that we're allowed to say Hallel wherever it is that we go. So main point number three. Three reasons that we don't say Hallel on Purim. One, it's a Nes in Chutz La'aretz. Two, the Megillah is our Hallel. And three, Akati Avdi Achashverosh Anan, we're still the servants of Achashverosh. So ask the Gemara, Vesulaka, Vaksiv, were there really no more than 48 Nevi'im? Going back on that point, 48 Nevi'im in all of our history, is that true? Vaksiv, doesn't Pasuk say, Vayish Echad Miramasayim, Minaramasim Tzofim, Echad Mimasayim, and we darshan, what does Minaramasim means? It means Echad Mimasayim Tzofim Shenes Navalem Lisrael, that this Pasuk tells us about Elkanah being one out of 200 Nevi'im that prophesied for Klal Yisrael. So you see that there were way more than 48, there were 200. And says Gemara, Mahava Tuva Havu. You're right, there were a lot more Nevi'im. Kiditanya, Harbi Nevi'im Amdulam Lisrael, Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. There were a lot more than 200 also. You know how many Nevi'im there were for the Jewish people? Double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. We've had 1.2 million Nevi'im in our history. Ella, Nevu'a Shehutzrucha Lidoros Nechtava, Vishalo Hutzrucha La Nechtava. Another very important concept, Nevu'a Shehutzrucha Lidoros. Any prophecy that has impact on future generations and that we can still learn from today, such a Nevu'ah was written down. But any Nevu'ah that doesn't have impact on future generations, that we still aren't going to be able to learn anything from today, those Nevu'ahs weren't written down. So the 48 Nevi'im were the ones that were written down because they're the ones that had impact on the future of the Jewish people, not just in those moments. But there are 1.2 million Nevi'im that actually prophesied in their own times. So main point number four, there were many Nevi'im. It's only the 48 was only the ones that were Hutzruchu Ludoros, that had Nevuos that were going to be necessary for all times. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Adam Haba Mishtei Ramos. He says, no, you know what Min HaRamasim means when it describes Elkanah as Min HaRamasim? It doesn't mean one out of 200 Nevi'im. It means a guy who comes from two high places, from two mountains, Shetzofo Zuazu, that overlook each other. Rabbi Chanin says, no, a third explanation of what Min HaRamasim means. Adam Haba Mibnei Adam Sha'omdim Beruma Shalolam. He's a person who descends from those who stand in the height of the world. Umayin Ninhu B'nei Korach, T'chsivu B'nei Korach Lomesu. And that's a reference to the B'nei Korach. You see, Elkanah descended from Korach, because the B'nei Korach never died, they were just swallowed up by the ground. There was a special place carved out for them in Gehenim, and that's where they stay. So the Gemara goes on and talks about now the seven Nevios that Klal Yisrael had. And it's going to give the source of how we know that each of these seven women were actually a Navi. Vamdo love seven Nevios, so the seven Nevios arose. Manin, who are these seven Nevios? Sarah, Miriam, Dvarachana, Vigayel, Chuldeva, Esther. So now we go through one by one. Sarah, Duchsiv, how do I know that Sarah was a Neviya? Because the Pasuk says, Avi Milka, Vavi Yischa. Vam Rav Yitzchak, who is Yischa? Yischa zu Sarah. Yischa is another name for Sarah. V'lama nikra shema Yischa. So why is she called Yischa if it's just another name for Sarah? She sachsa b'ruach hakodesh, that she was able to see things in ruach hakodesh. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, when God speaks to Avram, he tells him, kol asher tomar elecha Sarah, shema b'kola. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her voice. Do what she does. Davracher Yischa shakol sochin v'yafya. Another possibility of why she's called Yischa is because everyone gazed at her beauty. She was so beautiful. So that's one Neviyah. Second Neviyah, Miriam. Miriam was a Neviyah. The Chassid, because the Pasuk says, Vatikach Miriam a Neviyah achos Aaron. That Miriam a Neviyah, the sister of Aaron, took. What? Velo achos Moshe? Was she only the sister of Aaron, not the sister of Moshe? That's the Pasuk, I believe, that describes how she took all the women and sang Shira after after Kriyas Yamsuf. But why does it only call her the sister of Aaron? You would think we're burying the lead over there. More importantly, she was the sister of Moshe. So Amram Nachman Amarav, Shaisim Misnavak Shi achos Aaron, Va'omeres, Asidi Imi Shetelid Bein, Shoyoshias Yisrael. She already had her first Nevuah when she was only the sister of Aaron, meaning before Moshe was even born, and her only sibling was Aaron. And what was that nevuah? She said, my mother is going to give birth to a child who's going to be the savior of the Jewish people. U'bishah shenolad, and when he in fact was born, nismale habayis kulo ora, the entire house filled with light. Amad avia v'nashkal rosha, her father got up and kissed her on the head for prophesizing correctly that this is exactly what's going to happen. He realized that he had a special child on his hands. Amar la biti niskayma nevuah sayach, and he said, my daughter, your nevuah was fulfilled. V'kivan sheshlichu li'ar, now once they had to throw Moshe into the river, amar avia v'metapchal rosha, her father came and gave her a little patch on her head. V'amar la biti, heicha nevuah sayach, where's your nevuah now? Now we have to get rid of this kid. Haynu d'chziv v'tisatsa v'chosom yerchok l'deya, that's why it says that his sister stood from afar while Moshe was in the basket in the water to know what would have come of her nevuah. But you see, Miriam was also nevuah. Nevuah number three, she was Eshes Lapidos. My Eshes Lapidos, what does it mean, the wife of Lapidos? She used to make the wicks for the Beis HaMikdash to light the menorah. V'hi Yosheves Tachas Tomer, and she used to sit underneath a date tree, a big palm tree. Maishnav Tachas Tomer, why would she have all types of trees to sit under? Why would she pick a palm tree? It's not the shadiest tree. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ben Avshalom, Mishum Yichud, she did that because sometimes she had to meet with men, and she didn't want to be alone in a room with a man. Yichud, another important concept, Yichud, the Isser for men and women to be alone together. So she picked a really tall tree, where anyone who sits under a palm tree is very visible. So that's why she chose a palm tree. Davar Acher, another explanation is, that why does it say a tamar dafka, a palm tree? Ma tamar ze ein lo ele lev echad, af yisrael shabos hadar lo yelem ele lev echad lavir shabos shemayim. Just like a palm tree has only one heart, so too the Jewish people in that generation had a one-tracked mind. Their heart was completely dedicated to avir shabos shemayim, to the Ribon Shalom. Chana, the fourth Neviyah was Chana. How do we know Chana was a Neviyah? D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'tespal Chana v'tomer, alatz libi b'Hashem, Rama karni b'Hashem. Rama karni v'lo Rama pachi. Why did she say Rama karni? My horn was lifted to Hashem. Why not my jug, my glass is lifted to Hashem? So, Dovru Shlomo shenim shechu b'keren, nimshcha malchusan. Sha'ul v'yeyu shenim shechu b'pach, lo nimshcha malchusan. Because a keren, when one is anointed with a horn, like David and Shlomo were, so their malchus extends. Sha'ul was anointed using just a jug, so his malchus didn't extend. So that's what she was saying, Rama Karni, I want it to be an everlasting heritage that I have. Ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha. And Chana said that there's no one as holy as Hashem, there's no one aside from him. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Menashe, al tikri biltecha, elo levaloscha. Don't read it biltecha as there's no one aside from you, Hashem, but there's no levaloscha, no one to wear you out. What does that mean? Shelo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Man and God are very different. Midas basar v'dam, maise yadav mevalin oso. When it comes to man, a man could make something, let's say a desk, he'll build a desk, and long after the man dies, the desk could still be there. You could build something that far outlives you. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevala Maisa Yadav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives anything that he creates. He creates all of humanity and animal life, and he outlives all of it. So that's what Biltecha means. Not Biltecha, aside from you, but Levaloscha, there's nothing that will outlast you, that will outlive you. Chana goes on and says, Ve'ein sur kilukenu. There is no rock like our God. It doesn't just mean a rock. Ein tsayar kilukenu. It means that there's no artist like our God. In what way is God an artist? Adam tsartzur al gabei akosel, a man draws a picture on a wall. Veino yochel lahatil baruach neshama kravayim bnei ma'ayim. He can't put life into it. He can't put a neshama into it. He can't put intestines into it. Aval kadosh baruch hu tsartzura b'toch tzura. But God could create an image inside of another image. Meaning, when a baby is developing, it's inside the mother. And still, as the baby is developing inside of the mother, umatil baruach neshama kravayim bnei ma'ayim. He fills the baby with all sorts of stuff, with all these wonderful things, with neshama and with life and with intestines and inner organs that work. And then the final Nevi'ah, well, not the final Nevi'ah, Avigail is going to be number 5. You know what? I guess we'll get to Avigail tomorrow. Avigail, Chulda, and Esther we'll get to tomorrow. But let's write main point number 5 over here is the Gemara goes through the source of the 7 Nevi'os. And what they were misnaveh about. Sarah was misnaveh to get rid of Yishmael. Miriam, about the birth of Moshe. Devorah. Chana, about the Malchus Beis David continuing. Avigail, which we'll see will be about the story of Bathsheba. Chulda was during the Zman of Yirmiyahu and Navi. She was a relative of his. And Esther, who wore Malchus, which we'll see again, God willing, what that means very, very soon. Okay, so today all we really did was we did Baruch Hashem, a nice long Amud over here, but we discussed the value of Achashverosh removing his ring and how that had more of an impact on the Jewish people than all of our Nevi'im and all of our Nevi'os. We mentioned why it is that we don't say Hallel on Purim, 3 possible explanations. We spoke about how really there were a lot more than 48 Nevi'os. It's just 48 have Nevu'ah Shehutzru Chaladoros, had Nevu'os that were necessary for all times. And then we went through who the 7 Nevi'os were, and a little bit about some of them, and we'll get to the rest of them next time, Be'ezras Hashem.